from Detroit, Michigan, USA. In My House, hosted by T. Carlita, where the true stories are told and great music is played.
Coming to you live from Detroit, Michigan, USA. Welcome to another edition of In My House Techno Music Show.
Tonight's show playlist includes a special mix dedicated to my man Stevie Anderson of Birmingham, England. And I know you're watching, so what's up, Stevie? Thank you for supporting the show, and I appreciate you. Also, tonight's in-studio guest, a talented music producer who many blog posts around the internet credit him as a creative genius under the radar. Well, he's come from under the radar. Walt J is here to tell and share his true story. Plus, a special Techno Talk segment featuring the late Ken Collier. So get ready to experience this week's episode of In My House Techno Music Show. And I am your host, T. Carlita. Where the true stories are told and great music is played.
Oh.
are In My House, hosted by T. Carlino, where the true stories are told and great music is played.
First, I want to give a shout out to all that music that was just mixed up by my man Deformer over there. Bonjour, Deformer. I know you're awake. Walt J, if you could have seen his face. Whoa. What's up, Walt J? What's up, Walt J?
Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah. So, surprise.
I was pleasantly surprised. Very good mix. I always wonder how they were stringing together. It did a phenomenal job, so I'm glad it worked.
Yeah, it did. So let's talk about this Under the Radar.
Okay.
So you're a creative genius. Under the Radar is what one of the blog posts said.
Okay.
So why have you Why do you think they call you Under the Radar? What's up with that?
I guess because I really didn't market myself to the world like, you know, other producers have. Mm-hmm. And I really can't say I didn't have the opportunity. I probably didn't have the drive to do it. Mm-hmm. My first and foremost mission was to just make the music. Mm-hmm. And where it went from there, I guess I really didn't care. You know, I was young back then. So it was, I don't want to call it a bucket list thing, but it was a goal to do music and to have music reach the masses. Mm-hmm. And so I accomplished that, and I'm very happy that that happened.
Now, the range of music that that Deformer put together, those are from various albums. So what decade or what era do they stem from? I know the most recent one, my most favorite, Love Petals, is on there. That's new. I'm mm-hmm. shouting that one out because that's my favorite.
Okay.
But what about the rest?
The rest stem from 92 to 96 is the stint. Mm-hmm. So he covered the whole range of the years, covered the whole range, old to new, new to old. And hearing it back like that in that forum, I guess I have a little level of satisfaction now.
Okay.
Because when you first do it in the studio, you hear them single. You hear your single tracks. Mm-hmm. But to hear them blended together, you know, okay, your timing is on, your beats are on, and then your melodies blend. And then to hear a DJ craft it mm-hmm. into something else, it's a job well done and an assignment fulfilled.
Right. Wow. So when you put your music together, what are you thinking? Where do you get your inspiration for what you do? Because it's beautiful work, but where do you get it? Where does it come from?
I have a philosophy about music, specifically techno and house. They're like people. There's a basic DNA structure. You know, there's a character associated with it. The basic DNA of house techno, you know, you have your kick, your hi-hat. Then the character of the song would be your melody. So you can either like that character or not. You know, you're either drawn to it or you're not, just like a person. You're either drawn to their character or you're not drawn to their character. So that's why people have a love-hate relationship with a particular genre of music. Mm-hmm. The soul of it is the percussions. You know, when you pull that all together, that gets you on the dance floor, then if you made a connection with that track or with that song. And so that's the same thing with people. You get drawn to a person, and if you accept their character, and if your souls connect, then the dance of life happens. You know, whether, you know, you meet up with your partner, you know, a wife, husband, best friend, you know, or enemy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all the circle. It's all connected. So that's where I approach the music. I let melodies determine the type of character a track is going to be. Mm-hmm. So basically, you know, you can build from your kick. You can build from your hi-hat. But it's the melody that really drives what the track is going to be, at least from my point of view.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when you were doing music back in the 90s, the decade of the 90s, and mm-hmm. now you're back years later, has your thought process changed somewhat?
I would have to say my thought process has matured.
Okay.
Now with the new set of music, I'm not rushing it out. Before, I just wanted to make it and get it out like a factory. Mm-hmm. But now that I've had a chance to have a more mature ear by listening to other producers and other music that I want to emulate, I can take my time now and craft what I really want it to do. Mm-hmm. Before it was like, do it, get it out there. I got an idea, flood my head, get it out, do it, push it out there. So now I feel at this stage of my life, I can kind of take my time with it and make sure it's a product I'm satisfied with. Not that I wasn't satisfied with other products, but at the time, my satisfaction came from getting it out. Mm-hmm. But now it's going to turn into making it better, making it, you know, more to what I'm feeling at the time instead of just rushing it.
Mm-hmm. So when you make the music and you put the music out, is there a certain area or certain expectation that you would like to see done, like when you give the music to the DJs or the record? How would you like to see your music after you've made it? How do you want to present it?
To be honest, I trust the DJ to present it the right way. at the time when you're making a track, your only thought process is to, is it danceable? Is it something you can listen to? You know, and I kind of go off the premise of the old R&S Records tagline, music you can think to and dance to.
Okay.
I like that premise, so I try to use that. And so once it's out of my hands, and if a DJ likes it, then I trust that he'll fit into his set, you know, the best way possible. Mm-hmm. Another thing a producer thinks about is, will people dance to it? And if a DJ can mix it in to his set, then people are going to dance to it. I don't think it'll clear the floor, so that's what you hope that don't happen. But you do hope that people will hear it and it moves them to get on the floor.
Okay. So when you make records and you produce them and you mix them and you press them down, how do you get it out? How do you get it from your studio to the world? How do you do that?
Well, to be honest, I'm just now recently finding out how they do that.
Oh, okay.
Because when I first started, you know, I kind of went through the process because, like I said, back then I was younger. I really didn't care. Mm-hmm. I let the label handle how they did business.
Okay.
But now, you know, once you get your stuff mastered, you know, they send it to a pressing company that presses it up. And then they have distribution. Now, a lot of that stuff is set up beforehand. They have outlets and record stores that they can go to. I guess back in the day, you would just shop your own stuff. I remember we used to go to Archer's.
Yep.
And if you had the money to get some records pressed, you go get your records pressed up, and you go and start handing it out to the local DJs.
Mm-hmm. Archer's still exists, too.
Still exists.
Yeah.
And so, but now with the thing of the internet and everybody's connected worldwide instantly with digital downloads and YouTube.
Right.
But still, since vinyl is making that resurgence, it's still back to the old way, getting into the record store. Mm-hmm. And if you have a rapport with a certain region, then, hey, they take and they trust that your stuff is good, mm-hmm. you know.
So let's talk about Love Pedals. Let's fast forward to today a little bit.
Okay.
How long did it really take you to put that particular piece together, and what went into it?
Man, I was playing around with some sounds, with some samples, and you know, you kind of run the gamut up and down the octaves on the keyboard to see what range sounds best for what you're trying to craft. Mm-hmm. And once I say okay, once I found a nice string of notes to put together, you know, so I just put in a basic pre-made, you know, drum beat, and just kind of play something along with it. I say, wow, this is really a smooth, you know, a smooth rhythm. So once you, it's kind of like, you know how you get a runner's high? You're running, you get tired, but then you get that second burst. Same way in production. Sometimes you're just putting stuff out there, getting it out of your head. But once you something hooks you, then you get energized and like, oh, I can go here with this, or I can go there with it. And so that's what happened with Love Pedal. So once it's out, then I added some elements, you know, like the ocean in the background. And I say, you know what? It's missing something. It needs a voice, a female voice to go with it. And I really didn't call it Love Pedals until after it was done. And I kept playing it back. I said, what can I call this? And that's how I let tracks dictate what their name is.
Okay.
And it just felt like, it's so lovely. And so what else can I do? I want to call it lovely, so I said Love Pedals, because you're springing it out there, you're throwing it out, you know.
Wow.
Like flower petals, you know, when you're working your way from the door to the bedroom.
Nice.
The petals, you follow those flower petals, and then what happens at the end is up to you.
Okay. Well, you know, music does do things to
it
people.
Does. It does.
So yeah. So what else are you working on? You got your Love Pedals. You have some other stuff. So that's like the first release.
Mm-hmm.
What's coming after that?
I'm gonna take a detour.
Uh-oh.
And do something commercial. I'm working on an EP that's called EJM. Which stands for electronic jazz music.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to cross over a little bit, and I'm going to really market that.
Okay.
Because I want the music to now work for me in this day and age, you know, because you're getting older. You're thinking about the rest of your life now.
Retirement,
you know?
Or something?
Something, you know, something like that. So I want to use that. I'm going to produce that, and I have about 4 roughed out songs right now. It'll probably be a 5-track EP, you know, that I'd be digital download. So keep your ear to the grind. And you know, EJM is coming soon.
Yay! And you're working on you're working with some people. You're working. Remember, you mentioned you're working with a group. Who is that all about?
There's a local jazz group called John Smith and Daja.
Okay.
And they're a Latin jazz funk band. Wow. Phenomenal live band, eight piece band.
Wow.
So I'm going to be acting as their road manager, media manager.
Okay.
So right now they're going to be hitting the ground heavy. They have a local following. The next stage is to take a national and then worldwide from there. So we're really laying the groundwork for the band, getting things together with the website.
Okay.
So we can start marketing and promotion. Going to probably be doing some distribution with Sony.
Okay.
So it's really coming soon. A lot of people may not know, you know, about the band yet because we haven't done a lot of promotion. But they've done a lot of events around in jazz clubs and stuff around the city of Detroit.
Okay.
So they asked me to come on board to kind of help out with that. So that's another pathway I'm going to take to see if I can solidify the latter part of my life here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So how can people reach you if they want to have you come and sprinkle love petals around? No, I'm just kidding.
Sprinkle some love petals like Coming to America?
Yeah. That's what there was in the hallway. Not just.
Well, you know, I'm on Facebook, Walter C. Jones. I'm on Facebook.
Okay.
I answer every friend request. I like to communicate with people. I like people.
Me too.
I like to network. I'm not too far up where I can't talk to somebody. I like to maintain humility in everything that I do. If it wasn't for people that liked the music, then, you know, there would be no drive to really do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so at this stage in the game, there's really no room for ego, at least on my end.
Right.
So just being accepted into the house music genre and knowing that there are people that follow is really fulfilling to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's this is something I want to ask you, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ask everybody back then and now,
mm-hmm.
back then and now, have you noticed much difference, better, worse, and different? What have you noticed from then as to now?
As far as music or production?
Production for sure.
I notice it being better.
Okay.
I embrace technology.
Okay.
I embrace expansion. And you can really tell the difference from productions of old to productions of new.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things that are out now just blows my mind. I mean, there's probably, like me, I just have a laptop and a keyboard, you know, to get me started. And some of these guys got multiple keyboards and sound and EQing skills. And there's just a whole other level of artistry that's in the industry today.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to try to keep up, you know, get mm-hmm. myself there.
Mm-hmm.
But I thoroughly enjoy it. Because some of the productions you hear, you would think it was a whole orchestra
mm-hmm.
performing these tracks.
Right.
So it's really another level that's started out really simple, that's turned into a grand scale of music.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people don't consider house music, techno, quote unquote, music.
Right.
Or musicians.
Right.
But I beg to differ. You know, if you can take a sound and make it pleasing to an ear.
They really are.
You a composer.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, in any respect. And so I'm very happy from where it's going. I can only imagine, you know, with stuff with new music like dubstep.
Right.
Minimal, you know, it just spawned a whole new generation of music that's can reach anybody.
Exactly.
It's something for everybody.
Right. Well, Walt J., it has been my honor to meet you and have you in my house.
It's been my pleasure coming on.
I really appreciate it. I'm going to listen out for that. I'm a jazz person, too. So
okay.
That's right up my alley, too.
So I will keep you in the loop. I might send you some samples.
I'm ready.
All right,
Walt. Say bye to everybody.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. This is Walt J signing out. Thank you for the love and support, and thank you for being in my house.
Yay. A few weeks ago, I put in a request on Facebook that said, list the top five must-have tracks that you can't live without. So this segment is dedicated to Stevie Anderson. Thank you for submitting your top five. And before I play his tracks, I would like to share one of his comments regarding this show. Hi, T. Carlita. I recently watched one of your archive shows featuring Ron Spears. What a humble and gifted person. Listening to his spoken verse recited on your show reminded me that music we love is deeply spiritual. Here is a scripture from the Bible to support my view. Praise him with drums and dancing. Praise him with harps and flutes. Praise him with cymbals. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise the Lord. Psalms 150, verse 4 through 6. Keep up the wonderful work you do, Stevie. And now, here are Stevie's top five favorites. Must have, never want to live without tracks. Thank you, Stevie. And thank you to all my Facebook fans and Twitter followers all over the world.
Are told. Not everyone understands house music. It's a Kevin Collier is the Techno Talk featured artist for this week. Loved by many, and many have learned from him. Ken Collier would move that crowd like nobody else during his time. His selection of high-energy dance music grabbed you and made you stay on that dance floor. In a 2004 Metro Times article, they credit Collier for pioneering a style of mixing and participating in an underground network of clubs and parties that would eventually expose him to and influence generations of future DJs, producers, promoters, and entertainers. In the words of the late, great Aaron Carl, Ken Collier is the man who turned me onto house music. He is the man who taught me, both directly and indirectly, what it is to feel the music. He brought us together in a way that nobody else could. Black, white, straight, gay, whatever. We were all his children. And when he worked those decks, he ruled us all. Detroit will never be the same without him. All of us who are in the Detroit scene today, we are who we are because of Ken. I am grateful to have known him. I am grateful to have been influenced by him. I will continue to honor him because if it were not for him and heaven, I would not be who I am today. Thank you, Ken. Rest in peace. I love you. Aaron Carl, rest in peace also to him. And yes, Ken Collier's name is still fresh on the minds of those who loved him, played with him, and most certainly those who have had the opportunity to dance with him. Rest in peace, Mr. Ken Collier. You may be gone from heaven on 7 Mile and Woolworth, but you will forever be in our hearts from heaven above.
She gonna bring that attitude home. You don't wanna do nothing with their life. when a fire starts to burn, right, and it starts to spread, she gonna bring that attitude home. She don't wanna do nothing with their life. When a fire starts to burn, right, and it starts to spread, she gonna bring that attitude home. She don't wanna do nothing with their life. When a fire starts to burn. When a fire starts to burn. When a fire starts to burn, right, and it starts to spread, she gonna bring that attitude home. She don't wanna do nothing with their life. When a fire starts to burn, right, and it starts to spread, she gonna bring that attitude home. She don't wanna do nothing with their life. When a fire starts to burn, right, and it starts to spread, she gonna bring that attitude home. She don't wanna do nothing with their life. When a fire starts to burn, right, and it starts to spread, she gonna bring that attitude home. She don't wanna do nothing with their life. When a fire starts to
the fire starts to burn. Y'all, hey, we had fun tonight. Wall J is actually still in the building.
are In My House, hosted by T. Carlito, where the true stories are told and great music is played.